之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年9月13日，星期日。我们今天非常非常荣幸的又一次邀请到了圣爱者我们以及我们圣爱者的阿叔 Krishna Baladev 法布，为我们继续讲述今天的圣殿博加瓦坦的早课。敬请聆听 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
So we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Today, we are discussing from the second canto, chapter 8, questions by King Parikshit, text 27.
那我们今天呢，继续阅读圣殿博加瓦坛。我们现在在探讨的章节呢，是第二篇第八章帕克希特王问的问题。我们今天要读的诗节呢，是第27诗节。
Sutta uvacha.
Sutta uvacha.
Sa.
Sa.
Upama upamantrito.
Upamantrito.
Ragya.
Ragya.
Ta upamantrito ragya.
Ta upamantrito ragya.
Atayam.
Atayam.
Iti,
iti,
tatpate,
tatpate,
tathayam iti satpate,
tathayam iti satpate,
brahmarata,
brahmarata,
brisham,
brisham,
pritaha,
pritaha,
brahmarato brisham prito,
Brimatu Brisham Prito.
Vishna Vishnuratena.
Vishnuratena.
Samsadi.
Samsadi.
Vishnuratena Samsadi.
Vishnuratena Samsadi.
Taupamam Trituragya.
Taupamam Trituragya.
Tathayam iti satpate.
Tathayam iti satpate.
Brahmarato brisham prito.
Brahmarato brisham prito.
Vishnuratena samsadi.
Vishnuratena samsadi.
Okay, word for word. Sutta uvacha.
Sutta uvacha. Sutta Goswami 说
Sa,
sa, ha, Sutta Goswami.
Sukadeva Goswami.
Oh, sorry. Sukadeva Goswami.
Upamantrita.
Upamantrita. 这样被问及。
Ragya.
Ragya, 由君王。
Tathayam.
Tathayam, 有关的问题。
Iti.
以及如此
Satpate
Satpate 最高真理的
Brahmarata
Brahmarata Sukadeva Goswami
Brisham
Brisham 非常
Prita
Prita 高兴
Vishnuratena
Vishnuratena 由 Parikshit Maharaj
Samsadi
Samsadi, 在聚会。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文 Sutta Goswami 说 Maharaj Parikshit 就这样请 Sukadeva Goswami 讲述有关主 Krishna 和他的奉献者的话题。Sukadeva Goswami 因此感到非常高兴。要旨圣殿博加瓦坛只适合在至尊主的奉献者之间讨论。正如博加梵歌的谈论， 是在至尊主 Krishna 和他的奉献者代表 Arjuna 之间的权威中进行的。同样，继薄伽梵歌之后的研究生课程圣典薄伽瓦坛，也可以在 Shukadeva Goswami 那样的学者和 Parikshita 王那样的奉献者之间讨论，否则品尝不到真正的甘美的滋味。Shukadeva Goswami 对 Parikshita 王很满意，因为他聆听至尊主的话题这一点都没有累的感觉，而是越来越渴望一直不断的能够聆听下去。有些愚蠢的人在还没有资格接触薄伽梵歌和圣典薄伽瓦坛谈的主题时，就去接触这两部著作，对他们进行愚蠢的解释。非奉献者胡乱解释这两部最高级的伟达文献，对任何人没有任何的好处。正因为如此，尚卡尔查亚根本不去评注圣典薄伽瓦坛。尚卡尔查亚在他写的对薄伽梵歌的评注中，承认至尊主 Krishna 是至尊人格守神，但后来却从非人格的角度加以评注。他考虑到自己的地位，所以没有评注圣典薄伽瓦坛。圣 Sukadeva Goswami 受到了主 Krishna 的保护，参见 Brahma Vaishnava 往事书。正因为被称为 Brahma Maratha， sorry， 正因为被称为 Brahma Maratha， Parikshita 王受到了 Vishnu 的保护，因此又被称为 Vishnu Ratha。作为至尊主的奉献者，他们始终受到至尊主的保护。就有关这一方面，我们还需要明确的一点是， Vishnu Ratha 应该从 Brahma Ratha 那里聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛，这样就不会有人因为听其他的人的错误的解释超然的知识而浪费自己宝贵的时间了。译文：苏塔 Goswami 说 Maharaj Parikshit 就这样请 Sukadeva Goswami 解释有关圣主 Krishna 和他的奉献者的话题。 Sukadeva Goswami 因此感到非常高兴。
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunavadi Pashatade Shatarine Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati SvapadantikamPanchakaupatarubhyacha Kripasindubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare。So Shukadeva Goswami is very, very pleased.
对 Shukadeva Goswami 他很开心。
This is the highest pleasure the devotee experience, is the opportunity to speak on topics about Krishna.
这是奉献者他能够体验到的最高的快乐，因为他可以讲述关于 Bhakti 的话题。
Particularly when the audience...is very interested, very eager to hear.
特别是当他的听众非常的感兴趣，非常的渴望聆听这个话题的时候。
That's why Srila Prabhupada write in the first sentence, he says, Srimad Bhagavatam can be legitimately discussed only amongst the devotees of the Lord.
那就为什么说他在要旨的第一话里面就讲到了圣典薄伽瓦坛只适合在至尊主的奉献者之间讨论。
Actually, the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam are meant for the Paramahamsas.
事实上，圣典薄伽瓦坛里面所探讨的话题呢，是为那些 Paramahamsa 至尊天鹅来讲述的。
Paramahamsa means those devotees who are situated in the topmost platform.
Paramahamsa 也就意味着是处于最崇高地位的奉献者们。
Well, but maybe we are not yet.
但是呢，我们现在还没有在那个位置上。
And here we are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and discussing Srimad Bhagavatam.
但是呢，我们在聆听圣典不加瓦坛，我们也在讨论圣典不加瓦坛。
We are encouraged to read Srimad Bhagavatam every day.
我们也被鼓励着每天都要去阅读圣典不加瓦坛。
Yes, we may not yet have the qualification to really relish the contents of Srimad Bhagavatam, but by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, the previous acharyas, and our spiritual masters, we are given this chance, by their mercy, we are given this chance to also approach Srimad Bhagavatam, even though we have not yet the qualification to hear it.
那虽然说我们现在还没有任何的资格去品味圣典不加瓦坛的深意，我们现在也没有真正的资格去聆听圣典不加瓦坛里的信息，但是呢，急着舍勒帕帕的仁慈，以及急着我们的所有的古鲁玛哈智们给我们的仁慈，使得我们现在有机会去聆听圣典不加瓦坛。
So it's only by the mercy of our Guru Parampara and Krishna Himself that we can have access to this wonderful.Wonderful nectar of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以呢，只有是藉着我们的 Parampara 使徒传系的仁慈，以及 Sri Krishna 本人的仁慈，我们才有这个机会能够接触到圣典不加瓦坛。
Because there is nothing mundane in Srimad Bhagavatam.
因为在圣典不加瓦坛里，没有任何的信息是世俗的信息。
What even things episodes that seems to be dealing with material things, the whole thing is just to connect with Krishna.
虽然有些这个情节好像它讲述的都是一些世俗的物质的事情，但是这些事情呢，其实都是和 Krishna 相关联在一起的。
Like here, we hear the story of Parikshit Maharaj. He received a curse from a Brahmana because Parikshit Maharaj.Disrespect his father.
比如说，我们听到了帕克希特王，他得到了一个婆罗门的诅咒的原因呢，是由于他对于这位小婆罗门的父亲不敬。
And because of that, the small boy Brahmani became very, very angry and cursed the king to die in 7 days.
就是由于对他父亲的不敬，使得这位小婆罗门男孩呢。非常的愤怒，使得他诅咒帕克希塔王在7天之后会死去。
So apparently there is nothing transcendental in this episode.
从表面上看呢，这段故事好像没有什么超人之处可讲。
The king misbehaving, insulting the sadhu and the son, becoming angry and cursing him, has nothing transcendental in there.
这位国王他的不当行为，以至于他冒犯了这位萨杜，从而使得萨杜的儿子很愤怒，然后呢就诅咒了他。所以在这里面看不出有任何的超然之处。
But because it's related with Parikshit Maharaj, who is a great devotee, then it takes on a different dimension.
但是呢，由于这个故事呢是和一位伟大的奉献者帕克希特王相关的，所以呢他就把我们带入了另外一个维度。
Who was cursed was not just an ordinary king.
因为被诅咒的这个人并不是一位普通的国王。
He was a great devotee.
他是一位伟大的奉献者。
He was born in a family of great devotees, very dear to Krishna, the Pandavas.
他出生在一个非常伟大的奉献者的家庭，而且这个家庭呢是深深的被 Krishna 所爱着的，是 Pandava 兄弟的家里。
So it's already in itself very extraordinary.
所以呢，就他的出身本身就已经是非常的卓越非凡的了。
So when Parikshit Maharaj received that curse, he didn't try to analyze it in a mundane way because he could see that the whole arrangement, even his having not behaved properly.And then leading to the curse, he could see that behind all that was the hand of the Lord.
当帕克希特王他得到了这个诅咒之后呢，他并没有从世俗的角度去分析他，而且呢，就即便是他是在一种很不当的行为 去从事了这个活动，然后得到了这个诅咒，那他也能够看到，其实所有的这一切都是由主在背后的操纵。
So immediately, instead of he could have by his power being such a Mahabhagavat devotee, he could actually contract the curse of that young Brahman. He could have contracted.
那么 Parikshita 王呢，他是一位 Mahabhagavat 的奉献者，按照他所具备的这个力量呢，他本来实际上是可以做一些事情来抵消掉这位小婆罗门男孩给他的诅咒的。
Means that the curse of the Brahman would not affect him.
也就意味着这个小男孩的诅咒呢是可以不在他身上起效的。
So you could think in these terms, well, I am the king, I have great responsibility. Okay, I did some not very nice, not polite, had a very wrong behavior with this Brahmana doing his meditation. So I should just apologize and I continue taking care of my kingdom because this is my responsibility.
那么他可能会这么想，就是我是一位伟大的国王，而且呢我有这么多的职责需要去照顾，需要去履行，那么既然我对于这位小婆罗门的父亲做了不恰当的事情，那我就应该向他道歉，然后呢接着继续去履行我作为国王的职责，因为我的职责实在太重大了。
But he understood something more important.
但是呢他在这里面理解知道有一些事情是更重要的。
Yes, to be a good king and be appreciated by the citizens is very important.
那当然，被他的臣民爱戴，成为一名伟大的国王是很重要的一件事情。
And he was very happy in association of the devotees.
而且呢，他在和奉献者联谊的时候呢，他也很开心。
But what was his plan to cross over material existence? Was he really planning?For the success of his life.
但是呢，在这个物质存在中的真正要达到的生命的成功是什么呢？
He understood because of his pure devotion. He understood that he had to fix. He could take advantage of this opportunity now, this curse, to absorb himself in just hearing about Krishna.
因为他就从他的这个纯粹度中呢，他就能够理解，他可以好好的利用他这次得到的这个诅咒，然后让自己完全的沉醉在对 Krishna 的冥想之中。
It was more important for him to achieve perfection and going back to Krishna than just to do his duty as a king.
对于他来说，能够达到完美，然后回到 Krishna 身边，比只是去履行国王的职责要更加的重要。
So, yes, his duty was important, but to become perfectly situated in his devotion to Krishna was more important.
所以说呢，作为国王的这个位置是很重要的，但是呢，在 Krishna 知觉中达到完美和 Krishna 在一起，这对于他来说呢是更加重要的事情。
Of course, he could have done both. He could have been a very, very, very perfect king and at the same time,attain perfection. He could have done both.
那当然了，他可以这个一下子做到这两点。他可以一方面呢是一位非常有责任的完美的国王，另外一方面呢也可以在 Krishna 知觉中达到完美。
But he saw this situation as the arrangement of Krishna. It was an opportunity given to him by Krishna to really.Get to the solution of his material existence and get out of this material world.
但是呢，他把这个呢看成是 Krishna 的安排，是 Krishna 给了他这么一个机会，让他用这个机会能够超越这个物质存在，并且回到灵性世界去。
So that's what he did. He really did the best thing. He went to the banks of the holy river, Jamuna River, and just sat down there waiting for somebody who could help him to understand what he should meditate in this particular moment of his life who is about to die in 7 days.
所以说呢，他就做了这件事情，他就放弃了一切，然后来到了圣河亚穆纳河的岸边，并且在这儿 坐着等着能够有人来到这里帮助他如何度过这生命的最后这七天。
So he wanted actually that somebody just talk to him, you know, on the topics of Krishna, narrate the pastimes of Krishna, speak about Krishna. That's what he wanted to hear.
他希望有人能够向他讲述关于 Krishna 的话题，向他讲述 Krishna 的这个消逝光。他希望在这段时间能够听到这样的话题。
Because when he was a child in the womb of his mother,
因为当他在他母亲的子宫里的时候
he was about to be killed by the Brahmastra sent by Ashwatthama.
他当时呢就要被由 Ashwatthama 所发出来的这个雷射光武器 Brahmastra 给杀死了 Ashwatthama 杀死了
it was the onlyheir to the throne was this child was still in the womb of his mother. The other children had been killed in a war, in a war, and this Ashwatthama, this evil person, he wanted to finish with this only heir for the throne from the Pandava side. So he sent a Brahmastra particularly to enter in the womb of Parikshit's mother and kill the baby inside.
那么当时呢在帕克西就是在潘达瓦兄弟这一边呢唯一的后继人就只有在乌特拉母亲的子宫里的这个小婴儿了。那么其他的孩子呢都在战争中被杀死了。所以呢这位非常的邪恶的阿什巴塔玛呢他就要让这个潘达瓦这边呢要斩断他最后的这个根系。所以呢就把他的雷射光武器就发进了乌特拉妈妈的这个子宫里面要杀死在墙在这个子宫里的孩子。
But Krishna wanted to protect Maharaj Parikshit.
但是呢 ,Krishna 他要保护 Parikshit 王。
And if somebody wants to kill a person, but Krishna protects him, there is no way.
如果有一个人想要杀死某个人但是如果 Krishna 要保护他的话这个人是不可能被杀死的。
The same way, if you want to protect somebody, but Krishna wants to kill, nobody can protect anyone.
但是如果你要想保护某个人，而 Krishna 想要杀死这个人的话呢，谁也保护不了他。
It's Krishna that decides on the destiny of every living entity.
所以呢，是 Krishna 决定了每一个生物体的命运。
So Krishna, he wanted to protect Maharaj Parikshit, even though this powerful weapon.It cannot be counteracted. The Lord entered in the womb of Uttara, and with his presence there, with his chakra, he destroyed the Brahmastra.
那么所以呢 ，Krishna 他要保护这个小婴儿。那么，即便是这个 Brahmastra， 就这个非常强大的这个武器，是不可能被抵御掉的。但是 Krishna 呢，他也进到了 Uttara 母亲的子宫里面。用他的这个 chakra 抵挡住了 Brahmastra.
So at that time, Parikshit Maharaj was saved.
所以就在那时呢 ，Parikshit 王就得救了。
And even though was just a small child in the womb of the mother, he saw that powerful entity, Lord Vishnu.
虽然说呢，他当时只是在妈妈子宫里的一个非常小的一个小婴儿。但是呢，他却见到了主 Vishnu.
So all his life, he was just hankering to meet Lord Vishnu again.
所以呢，他在一生中呢，都是非常的渴望着能够再次见到主 Vishnu.
He had such a hankering, such a strong desire to meet that personality that he had seen in the womb of his mother. His name was given Vishnu, rather a one who is really looking in search of the Lord.
Vishnu Radha, right?
Vishnu
Radha. Vishnu Radha. 那么这个
Vishnu Radha, Radha, Radha.
Radha, Vishnu Radha.
Vishnu Radha.
Vishnu Radha. 那 Parikshita 王呢，他有非常强烈的愿望，想要见到这个主 Vishnu。所以说呢，他后来呢就被起名叫 Vishnu Radha， 的意思呢就是一直在寻找着主 Vishnu 的人。
So the fact is that Maharaj Parikshit, he became attached to the Lord from the beginning of his existence in the womb of his mother.
所以呢，也就是说，当 Parikshit 王在最开始在他的母亲的子宫里存在的时候，他就已经对主非常的依恋了。
So he continued taking shelter of the Lord throughout all his life.
所以呢，他是在一生中都在不断的得到主的庇护的。
So when he received the warning of his death in 7 days, he took that as a chance to prepare himself to go back to that wonderful personality that he has seen in his childhood in the womb of his mother.
所以呢，当他一得到这个七天要死的这个诅咒之后呢，他就觉得这个是给他的一个机会，让他终于可以回到那个非常伟大的人物的身边，那个他在妈妈的子宫里面就见到的那个人的身边去。
So because he was protected by the Lord, he could have avoided the effect of the curse. He could.Because he was protected, if he already was protected from the Brahmastra, certainly he could be protected from the curse of this Brahmana.
所以呢，就是由于他之前已经被主保护过一次了，所以呢，他是完全有能力可以抵御掉这个小男孩给他的诅咒的。如果他要是在以前在 Brahmastra 的这次遭遇中就已经得到了主的保护，那么这次的诅咒他其实也是能够被保护的。
But instead of trying to protect himself, to seek the protection of the Lord, he decided to accept the curse of the Brahmana.
但是呢，他并没有要从主那里去寻求保护，然后呢，让自己不被这个诅咒所影响，反而他决定要接受这个诅咒。
He wanted to do what we say to make a best use of a bad bargain.
那么他呢是要我们有这样一句话的说法，就是要尽量的去用一个便宜货，要尽量好的用好一个便宜货。
Yeah, we get this body. It's not a good bargain to have a material body. It's not a good thing we got, but we can make a good use of it.
比如说呢，我们得到的这具物质躯体，这具物质躯体其实可不是什么好货。但是呢，我们可以尽其力的去运用这具物质躯体。
So in particular, in this human form, we can make the best use of this bad bargain, having a material body.
那么所以说呢，由于我们有了这具人形的躯体，所以呢，我们就能够尽量好的用我们的这具人形的物质躯体。
And this is actually the only purpose why we have a human form of life.
而这个其实是唯一的，我们为什么要有人类躯体的原因。
Why so many species of life and then there is human form of life?
为什么有这么多的生命形式，然后还有人类的生命形式呢？
Of course, most people see things separate. Okay, they are different species because they are different species and they take birth and die, they are finished. And we are human beings and we took birth and we die and it's finished.
那当然有人呢是把所有这一切分开来看的，你就会说哦，是确实有各种各样的这种生物体，那么这些生物体呢，他们出生了然后就死了然后就结束了，而我们的这个人类身体呢也是一样的，我们得到了人类的身体，然后出生了死亡了，也就这么结束了。
Most people do not see the connection of all these different species of life.
大部分的人呢是看不到在所有的这些生物的物种之间的关系的。
They think that all the species of life are there just that they can decorate nature and sometimes give us trouble.
他们只是觉得所有的这些生物体在那儿呢，只不过就是给这个自然一些点缀，然后有的时候呢，再给别人制造一些麻烦。
Or you can take advantage of them.
或者呢，我们可以利用他们。
So this is the general view people have of this the different species of life, why they are there.
那所以呢，这是大部分的人对于这些物种存在的原因的看法。
But there is a, there is a deeper understanding. When we know a little bit from, we have a little bit knowledge, then we understand there is something more than that.
但是如果我们要是稍微有点知识的话，我们就知道其实呢，在这理解之上呢，还有更加深邃的道理。
嗯嗯 ，is different species of life are just there to accommodate the different desires of the living entities.
那么所有的这些不同的物种呢，只不过是为了要配合不同的生物体的各种各样不同的愿望而已。
嗯 ，but.And amongst all these different forms of life, in a human form of life, we are given a much greater opportunity instead of just trying to enjoy material existence and accept so many inconveniences, so many miseries at the same time, we can finish with our material existence and attain our spiritual existence.
那么当我们给了这个人类的这个身体的时候呢，我们可能会有更多的去享乐这个物质自然的这个机会，但与此同时呢，我们也会受到很多苦，但是与此同时呢，我们也有了一个更高的机会，就使我们能够真正的摆脱这个物质的存在。
So that's why the human form of life is there so much, with so much, much more facilities than any other species of life.
那也就为什么这个人类的身形的这种生命形式下，他所得到的这个设施比其他的那些生命形式所得到的设施要多得多。
The only purpose of having human form of life is to find a solution and find a solution to material existence.
那么这个人类生命它唯一的这个目的呢，就是为了要找到在物质的存在中的解决方案。
To become free from material existence, become free from all pain, birth, death, old age, and disease. This is the purpose of human form of life.
那么这个人类生命它存在的这个目的呢，是为了要摆脱这个物质存在的束缚。那么是为了要摆脱生老病死的束缚。
So Maharaj Parikshit understood that. He had a very clear understanding that the purpose of life was to be reinstated in his position as a eternal servant of the Lord.
所以呢，帕克希特王对这件事情是非常的心知肚明的。那么他知道呢，就是作为他的这个生命的目的是为了要重新的去恢复到他和主之间的永恒的仆人的关系的这个位置上。
He understood that was the purpose of him having this human form of life, now to find this, the final solution and go back to Krishna and be serving the Krishna in the spiritual world.
那么他就知道了，这个是他作为这个人类身形的这个目的所在，而现在呢，他有了这么一个机会，他现在就必须要这个利用好这个机会，然后回到主神的身边去，然后能够更好的去服务主。
And being a devotee already himself, being born in a family devotee, he could understand that the best thing he could do now, the best way to use his human, the rest of his life, was to just hear about Krishna.
而他因为已经是一位奉献者，他是出生一位奉献者的家庭，所以呢，他已经知道了，在此时他最好利用生命的时间的这种方式，就是去聆听关于 Krishna 的话题。
So this is a result. This is a result of practicing devotional service in association with devotees.
那所以说呢，这个就是在和奉献者的联谊的过程中修习 Krishna 知觉而获得的结果。
Means we want.To the, we become, we develop this hankering to go farther in our devotional service, to become pure in our devotional service. Now we are practicing, it's good, it's nice, we are practicing association devote, but we practice because we want to go farther and become perfect in our devotional service.
那也就意味着我们希望能够在 Krishna 知觉中走得更远，我们希望能够让自己的 Krishna 知觉的修习变得更加的纯粹。那我们现在呢，其实是在和奉献者联谊，在休息我们的 Krishna 知觉很好，但是呢，我们希望能够让自己变得更好。
Devotional service is the only the only means to really bring us back to Krishna, to reinstate us in our original position.
那这个奉爱服务呢，它的意思就是把我们带回到 Krishna 的身边，并且呢，让我们重新恢复我们最原初的位置。
And it's such a nice process. The process and the goal are the same. Is devotional service. We practice devotional service to achieve, to attain devotional service.
那这是一个非常美妙的程序，而这个程序和目的呢，它是一样的，就是我们通过进行奉爱服务的休息的这个程序，而得到奉爱服务的这个最终的目的。
The activities of devotional service we practice in this world, and the activities of devotional service we perform in the spiritual world are one and the same.
那我们在这个物质世界所休息的奉爱服务的程序的这些活动，以及我们回到灵性世界以后去从事的奉爱服务的这些活动是一样的。
Devotional service does not change.
对，奉爱服务它本身是不会有变化的。
We always perform devotional service, either here in practice or advancing, or in perfection in the spiritual world. It's always devotional service.
那如果无论我们是在这个物质世界在进行的休息的奉爱服务的这个程序，或者说是我们在灵性世界在完美的状态下去进行奉爱服务的活动，都是一样的。
The example is given is a mango, you know, the fruit mango.
我们给了这个水果芒果的例子。
If you get unripe mango, it's also very useful.
如果要是这芒果没熟的话呢，这芒果其实也是很有用的。
Yes, you can, probably the devotees in China don't know, but a green mango is a very wonderful, can be cooked into a very nice preparation.
对，也许咱们中国的奉献者呢，不是特别的熟悉怎么去制作青芒果，但是呢，这个青芒果呢，它可以作为食材，能够做很好吃的菜。
So you can cook as a vegetable.You can make a chutney like a jam, you know, to accompany with other things like the fried things.
Yeah. 那么可以首先呢可以把它 可以首先呢就可以把它当这个蔬菜来烹制。那另外还有一种呢可以把它制作成 chutney, 就把它做成这个配其他的炸类食品的酱。
Mango chutney is very, very good to accompany samosas or pakoras, you know, fried preparations. Very delicious.
这个由芒果制作的 chutney, 芒果制作的这个酱呢，它很好的可以去配 pakora 呀，就是炸蔬菜啊，或者是这个samosa 呀，就是任何炸的这个食品吃都非常的好。
With green mangoes, you can make pickles.
还有呢，这个绿芒果呢，可以把它制作成咸菜。
That you preserve and you can use regularly.
把它给腌制了之后呢，就可以经常的食用。
It's also very good to eat along with the prasadam. It's very nice.
和 prasadam 一起配着吃呢，也非常的美味。
So even in an unripe situation, the mango is useful. It's good.
所以呢，就即便是这芒果没熟，但这芒果呢也非常有用，非常好。
But the same mango, when becomes ripe, it becomes even more tasteful, more relishable. Because when you eat a very good ripe mango, it's really very delicious.
但是呢，如果要是这个芒果它要是熟了再吃掉它的话呢，那这个滋味就非常的鲜美，而且呢也很享受。
If it's really a good quality mango when it's ripe, it's really the best. It's a wonderful taste.
那么当这个芒果的品质是上层的时候，然后等它熟了以后呢，你再吃它的时候，那会儿的味道是最佳的。
So, when we have devotional service here performed according to.The direction of the scriptures and the spiritual masters.
那首先呢，我们有我们的奉爱服务的休息，是根据经典和我们的灵性导师的指导进行的休息。
And then we have devotional service in the spiritual world where we render directly in association with the Lord.
那么在灵性世界呢，我们也有奉爱服务。那么这个奉爱服务呢，是直接为主所做的。
So it is devotional service here, and it is devotional service there.
但是无论是在物质世界所从事的，还是在灵性世界所从事的，都是奉爱服务。
The difference is here is like the unripe mango.
但是这个区别就在于，在物质世界所从事的奉爱服务呢，就像是生芒果。
And there is a ripe mango, is more relishable.
而在灵性世界呢，是熟了的芒果，所以呢，更加的有滋味。
So we can only unripe, make our devotional service ripe in association of devotee, hearing narrations of Krishna in the association of devotee. This is the best process.
那所以说呢，我们只有让我们的奉爱服务成熟的这个方法。就是这个，只有是在和奉献者的联谊的状态下去聆听关于 Krishna 的话题，以及在和奉献者联谊的情况下去从事奉爱服务，这样才能够让我们的这个奉爱服务的芒果变熟。而且这是最好的方式。
So simply by regular hearing about the Lord, loving devotional service becomes established in our hearts.
我们仅仅是通过有规律的去聆听关于 Krishna 的话题，就使得对于主的这种爱恋之情就在我们的内心中自然的唤醒开来。
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, one can understand me as I am only by devotional service.
Krishna 在博迦梵歌里面讲到了，只有通过奉爱服务才能够原本原样的了解我。
And when a person becomes fully conscious of me by such devotion,
而当一个人通过这样的服务变得完全的知觉于我，
then he can enter in my kingdom.
他就可以进入到我的国度。
So we have to begin by taking to the process of practice of pure devotional service under the guidance of the devotees and the scriptures, and then gradually that devotion becomes more and more ripe until eventually we enter in the association of the Lord.
所以呢，我们必须要在这个经典以及灵性导师的指导下，和奉献者联谊的这种指导下呢，去纯化我们的奉爱服务，然后逐渐的使得我们的奉爱服务呢变得更加的有滋味。然后最终呢，我们就可以去到灵性世界，直接的为主做服务。
So only when you become pure in our devotional practice, in our devotional service, then we are giving this chance to render direct service to the Lord or to those who are directly engaged in direct service to the Lord in the spiritual world.
对呢，只有当我们的奉爱服务变得非常的纯粹的时候，我们才能够有机会到灵性世界去。直接的服务主，或者是服务那些为主做服务的那些奉献者们。
There's no other way to enter in association with the Lord.
没有其他的方法能够进入到和主的联谊之中。
There are other methods to attain impersonal liberation, but even to attain impersonal liberation, they need the mercy of the Lord.
但是有机会呢，能够进入到主的非人格的解脱之中。但是，即便是要得到主的非人格的解脱，也是需要得到主的仁慈的。
But to know Krishna, to have the personal association of Krishna, only by pure devotional service.
但是呢，要想认识 Krishna 其人，要想为 Krishna 其人做服务的话呢，只有通过纯粹的奉爱服务。
So we hear the scriptures, we hear lectures, we read the books, and we practice so many items of pure devotional service. The whole purpose is to develop real pure devotional service within our hearts.
那所以说呢，我们会这个聆听这个关于纯粹奉爱服务的话题，那么我们会和奉献者联谊，我们会聆听纯粹奉献者的讲述，但是所有的这些做这些事的目的呢，全部都是为了要让我们的内心变得更加的纯净。
We want to become to come to the such a level of purity in our practice of pure devotional service that we become qualified to enter in the spiritual world to have the association of the Lord.
那我们就希望在我们的这个奉爱服务的过程中呢，达到一定的这种纯度，这样我们才能有资格进入到主的国度，然后呢，能够得到和主的亲身的联谊，然后能够去亲自的服务 Krishna。
In the beginning stage, yes, our practice of devotional service is there, and the main purpose is to clear our hearts from all terrible impurities.
当然，在最开始的时候呢，我们在进行纯粹这个奉爱服务的这个程序的休息的时候。目的是为了要把我们内心中的所有的这些不洁给清理掉。
So many purities are there in a form of lust, greed, envy. So terrible, terrible. You have to clear this up.
那么在我们的内心中呢，有非常非常的可怕的这些污秽，比如说呢，有色欲、贪婪、愤怒等等。所以呢，我们这些都是非常可怕的，所以呢，我们必须要把它们给清理掉。
Imagine if your spiritual master is coming to visit you, and he tells, I'm coming to your home. I want to stay in your room.
我们想象一下，我们的灵性导师现在就要来拜访我们的家。他对你说，我现在要来你家了。然后呢，我要住在你的房间里。
Oh, what you are going to do?
那你会做什么呢？
You're going to have to clean everything very nice because, you know, it's a representative of the Supreme Lord. It's like receiving the Supreme Lord himself in your room.
那你肯定是要把这个房间进行一个彻头彻尾的清扫，因为灵性导师是 Krishna 的代表。那么这位 Krishna 的代表，他现在要住在你的房间里。
If you cannot change completely what is inside your room, at least you are going to clean everything to the minute detail.
如果你要是不能够把你的这个房间彻底的给换一遍的话，从里到外的换一遍的话，至少要把房间的每一个角落要彻底的清洁。
You're going to wash everything that can be washable.
要把房间里面所有能够清洗的东西都要清洗一遍。
You're going to brush everywhere any little corner of dirty things.
然后呢，用刷子把家里面的就是这个房间里的角角落落都要刷一遍。
You're going to make sure that your room is spotless clean.
因为你要确保的是你的这个房间里面是一尘不染的。
Because you are going to receive the representative of the Lord.
因为你要迎接的是主的代表。
Is the same as receiving the Lord.
所以呢，迎接主的代表和迎接主本人没有任何区别。
So this is what we are doing. We want Krishna to be really established in our hearts.
所以呢，这个是我们想做的事情。所以呢，这是我们想要做的事情。我们是真的希望能够把 Krishna 结结实实的请进我们的家里，请进我们的内心之中。
Oh, but we may say, oh, but he's already there. He's the super soul.
但是我们说，哦，Krishna 不是已经在那儿了吗？他不是超灵吗？
Yeah, that is a very special form of the Lord. He's just there to satisfy your desires, give you guidance, you know, and direct your life in this material world. It's not Krishna performing pastimes with his devotees in that form.
那超灵的形式呢，是主的一个很特别的形式。那它是在你的内心中呢，去满足你的愿望，去给你指导，然后呢，让你在这个物质世界里面能够去行事。但是呢，它并不是主 Krishna 的在你内心中上演他逍遥时光的那个形式。
We want to have Krishna in his original form with all these Goloka Vrindavan associates.Everybody in our hearts.
那我们希望的呢是 Krishna 他能够进入到我们的内心之中， 希望他能够与他在格洛克文达文的所有的这些亲密的同友们一起进入到我们的心里。
So we have to clean our hearts very nicely.
所以呢，我们就要非常好的清理打扫我们的内心。
So when Krishna really enters our hearts means we are not here anymore in this material existence.
当 Krishna 他真正的进入到我们的内心的时候，也就意味着我们已经不在这物质存在之中了。
Means we are already in the spiritual world.
也就意味着我们已经在灵性世界了。
So this is the real liberation.
对，这是真正的解脱。
To be reinstated in our own identity, in our own constitutional position.
也就是说呢，重新的回到我们最原本的位置上。
And our constitutional position is to serve.
而这最原本的位置呢，就是服务。
So we are here now learning how to serve Krishna by serving his devotees, by serving the spiritual master, and even by serving the non-devotees, you know, helping them in becoming attracted to Krishna consciousness. Service, we are practicing service.
对呢，我们现在这个物质世界呢，进行的是对于奉爱服务的修习练习。我们通过服务我们的灵性导师，服务奉献者，以及服务那些还没有成为奉献者的人，希望能够把克什纳之觉给予他们，这样的方式去服务他们。
Service, devotional service. And then, when you become perfect in our devotional service, we will continue doing devotional service in the spiritual world in association of Krishna.
所以呢，这就是奉爱服务。然后等我们在奉爱服务中达到完美之后呢，我们就会回到灵性世界，并且呢，在那儿继续着进行着服务 Krishna 的奉爱服务。
So we are already preparing ourselves for that type of liberation. We are already practicing service because when you attain perfection, you will continue to serve.
对呢，我们现在其实已经在练习着让自己达到解脱。我们已经在练习着进行这个奉爱服务，因为当我们达到完美以后，达到解脱之后呢，我们还会继续进行着这个奉爱服务。
That's why you should become develop this same eagerness as Maharaj Parikshit had.
这也就是为什么我们也应该让自己培养出 Parikshit 王所具有的这同样的渴望之情。
Immediately, he could see in that curse an opportunity just to give up all his duties as king, as a husband, as a father. Whatever responsibility he had in this world, he could give everything up and just be sitting and hearing about Krishna. That's what he wants, to fix his mind on hearing topics of Krishna.
那么当他得到这个诅咒之后呢，他就把这个诅咒看成是给他的一个放弃他所有职责的机会。无论他是一位国王，还是一位丈夫，还是一位这个父亲，那么他拥有了这个诅咒，使得他就弃离了所有的这些职责，然后呢，只是坐在那里去聆听关于 Krishna 的话题。
He was so eager to hear.
因为他是如此的热望着去聆听。
So we have to develop that same type of eagerness to hear. When there is opportunities to hear about the Lord, we should be there. We should be very attentive. Not just be there by tuning on our cell phones and do other things and talking and doing and chanting and no, hear, because hearing about the Lord is our main goal in life.
那所以说呢，我们也应该培养出这同一份非常渴望聆听关于主的话题的愿望。那么当我们有任何的聆听主的话题的机会的时候呢，我们就要立刻去非常专注的聆听，而不仅仅是把我们的手机打开，然后一边念诵一边听着，心不在焉的再去听，不是这样的。那么我们是要很专注的去聆听，因为这是我们真正的渴求。
So that's why Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas, they gave us as part of our sadhana, our practicing, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam.And particularly in the association of devotees.
那么这也就是为什么 Srila Prabhupada 以及我们先辈的 Acharya 们就给了我们这样的习练的这个程序， 也就是呢，让我们去聆听圣殿布达瓦坛，特别是在和奉献者们一起去聆听圣殿布达瓦坛。
Because this is the best way to purify our hearts from all impurities.
因为呢，这是最好的净化我们内心中不洁之物的方式。
Srimad Bhagavatam and the holy names are the most powerful means to clear our hearts from all misgivings.
圣殿布达瓦坛以及圣名是最有力的方式，是最有力的清除掉我们内心的不洁的方式。
So these are the two activities that we should give the utmost importance.
所以说呢，聆听圣殿布达瓦坛以及诵念圣名这两件事情是我们应该最重要的静心去做的事情。
Here and chant in any association of devotees.
在和奉献的联谊中聆听和唱诵。
So when we get together, we should be just to hear, to talk about Krishna, to talk about the words of Krishna, the teachings of Krishna.
对呢，当我们聚集在一起的时候呢，我们唯一做的事情就应该去聆听和讲述关于 Krishna 的荣耀。
I don't know if any of you have the opportunity to see, but the devotees from the Bhaktivedanta archives where they collected everything that Srila Prabhupada said, Srila Prabhupada wrote, everything is gathered together in that particular department, Bhaktivedanta archives.
就是有一个部门叫 Bhaktivedanta Archive。这么一个部门里面呢，搜集了释迦牟尼佛的所有的这些语录信件，不知道大家是不是能够得到
？Visual, audio, written form, everything that Srila Prabhupada, everything about that Srila Prabhupada said or wrote, everything in all these formats is there stored for preservation for the many hundreds of years to come.
那么他呢是以这个视频、音频，还有这个释迦牟尼佛的这个笔头文献的这种形式来展示出来的，就是关于释迦牟尼佛所说的所有的这些话的这些信息。那么这个所有的这些信息呢，都收录在这里面，然后为后人都可以去查阅。
So not long ago, they released the audio files of Srila Prabhupada's lectures, conversations, talks. Morning walks, interviews, all the recordings that were done of Srila Prabhupada, they put it in chronological order, means from morning until evening and the next day from morning until evening, day by day, month by month, year by year.
Yeah, 那么就是在几年以前呢，所有的Srila Prabhupada，无论他是在清晨对话呀，还是在房间对话呀，还是在他的被采访的这些采访语录啊，还有跟别人的这些聊天的这些对话，就所有的这些对话的这些音频的这些文件，全部都以时间分类的这种形式被储存了起来。
So it's the first time in the history of Vaishnavism where a great acharya. Where we record everything a great acharya says.
那所以呢，这是在我们的 Vaishnava 宗中的第一次把伟大的 acharya 的所说的话全部都收录起来的，这个头一次这么做。
So, the personal servant of Srila Prabhupada.Any personal servant of Prabhupada, one of his duties was to have always the tape recorder near. So any time Srila Prabhupada will be giving a talk or receiving somebody or having some call, anything where Srila Prabhupada would be involved in talking, immediately they would record it.
释迦牟尼佛他所有的这些贴身的仆人都有一个职责，就是每次当释迦牟尼佛在讲话的时候，无论他是在回答问题啊，或者是在被采访啊，或者是在讲课呀，他只要有讲课的时候，他只要有说话的时候呢， 这个贴身的仆人就会把录音机非常近的贴在他的嘴边进行录音。
Of course, Srila Prabhupada in his daily life was not just talking, yet he was chanting his rounds. This was also recorded in many occasions, and he used to eat, take prasad usually alone and in silence, and used to have some interactions with the servants about practical things, give me this, give me that, but was not so the most important. So most of this was not recorded in audio, but it was recorded by the servants in their diaries.
那么这个舒拉帕帕当然这一天中呢并不仅仅是说话，他有的时候呢还得念诵。那么他念诵的时候呢，有的时候也是在不同的场合下是被录下来了的。然后舒拉帕帕有的时候呢，他还会这个就是和他的仆人之间为一些就是不是很重要的事情有一些互动。那么这些事情呢是没有被录下来，就没有被用声音的形式录下来，但是呢他的仆人会以日记的形式记下来。
So, and when we go through the recordings, at least we have, we go through this recording, chronological recording, there is the transcriptions. If you cannot hear, you can read the transcription of these recordings as, from early morning until evening, day after day, week after week, month after month. When you go through these chronological recordings, you can see how Srila Prabhupada was so Krishna conscious.
那所以说呢，就是当我们按照这个时间的这个分类，从早到晚，从今天到明天，从今年到明年的这样的去聆听Srila Prabhupada的所有的这些语录，如果要是听不到的话呢，因为他这些语录也都是被这个抄录了下来，然后也可以从文字上去看。那如果我们要是去阅读这些信息的时候呢，我们实际上是可以看到Srila Prabhupada是非常的具有Krishna知觉的。
Srila Prabhupada does not say anything unnecessarily.
Srila Prabhupada 他从来就不会说不必要的话。
Yes, sometimes he talks and he may talk about things even of social life or politics, things of the historical things, but it's always to bring up a point of the, in the philosophy to make people understand something about Krishna.
那么Srila Prabhupada他有的时候呢可能会讲一些关于社交的话题啊，政治的话题啊，或者是这个其他各方面的这个话题，但是呢他总是会把这个话题给联系到 Krishna 知觉上，然后呢会通过这个话题来向我们讲述些什么，向我们教导些什么。
And in the diaries, when you hear the diaries of several devotees who serve Prabhupada very intimately, they also notice how Srila Prabhupada, even on taking care of his body, taking care of his health, how he was so careful and everything done in relationship to his service to Krishna.
就即便是我们去阅读曾经非常亲密的服务过Srila Prabhupada的这些奉献者的日记的话，我们也可以从他们的记录中能够看到Srila Prabhupada他所从事的每天的这些事情中，即便是在照顾他自己的躯体的这个时候，他也是非常的小心的要把这些事情和 Krishna 的服务相连接在一起。
How could he always doing things related to Krishna, speaking about Krishna, or giving a lecture about Krishna? Why? Because he was totally absorbed in Krishna, because it was a sort of source of great pleasure to him. Otherwise, how could he just be doing that?
那他怎么能够把所有的这些事情全部都和 Krishna 连接在一起呢？他怎么能够时刻都在讲述关于 Krishna 的话题呢？原因就是由于他完全让自己沉醉在对 Krishna 的冥想之中，而且呢他通过对 Krishna 的冥想使他得到了极大的快乐，那么就是因为这样所以他才能够做到这一点，否则他怎么能够做到呢？
Because in this way he was always in connection with Krishna.
而且呢就是因为这样的方式呢使他总是能够和 Krishna 连接在一起。
So this is a life of an acharya is an example for us to follow in every minor detail.
那所以说呢，这就是一位Vanacharya。
Acharya。
OK， 那所以说呢，他就是一位 Acharya， 是一位宗师，是一个我们每一个人都应该去追随的榜样。
Always his only interest is Krishna。
他的唯一的兴趣点就在 Krishna 身上。
Service to Krishna。
Krishna。
How to give Krishna to others？
怎么把 Krishna 给予其他的人？
So when hear Srila Prabhupada's Lilamrita's pastimes and read his lectures or his letters or his conversation, whatever, it's so full. So you can see there's so much, it's packed with Krishna consciousness.
所以如果我们要是去阅读舍勒帕帕的甘露逍遥，去聆听他的讲课，去阅读他的信件，去听他的语录的话呢，你就能够有非常全然的感受，就是舍勒帕帕他是完全处于克什纳知觉之中的。
But we should become like that. We should become like that.
所以我们也应该让自己成为那样。
Where we don't waste a single moment without doing something connected with Krishna, either speaking or with our senses or hearing, everything connected with Krishna.
也就意味着，当我们在讲述，当我们在聆听，当我们在运用我们的感官的时候呢，不要把任何的时间浪费在和 Krishna 不相关的事情上。
We should become addicted to Krishna.
我们应该对 Krishna 上瘾。
Like people become addicted to many things, like drinking coffee or smoking cigarettes or taking drugs. We should become addicted to Krishna.
那么就好像很多人对于抽烟啊、喝酒啊，或者甚至于这个吸食一些药物啊上瘾一样，我们应该对 Krishna 上瘾。
So when you become addicted to Krishna, nothing else enters in our hearts.
因为当我们对 Krishna 上瘾之后呢，其他的事情就不会再进入我们的内心了。
We already prepare to go back to Krishna.
也就意味着我们已经在准备着让自己回到 Krishna 的身边。
So that's why Sukadeva Goswami is so happy by hearing the questions of Maharaj Parikshit, because he's giving him a chance to speak about Krishna that what he relished the most. He relished to hear the question and he relished to relate.To answer the questions by talking about Krishna. This is what the devotees relish the most.
那所以就为什么当 Sukadeva Goswami 听到 Parikshit 王对他这个提问的时候呢，他就非常的开心。的原因呢，是因为他非常的乐在其中的要去讲述关于 Krishna 的话题，也非常乐在其中的要聆听关于对于 Krishna 这个话题的讲述。那么这个呢，也是一个奉献者最想做的事情。
Okay, we stop here for now.
好，我们的讲课这一部分呢，现在就先停在这里了。
And if you have any question or any realization or any comment, you are much welcome.
如果大家有任何的问题，或者有任何的觉悟，或者有任何的评注的话呢，都欢迎大家分享提出。Rajendra Prabhu's question， 感谢阿叔，感谢翻译和主持。课中提到梵歌和瓦檀在奉献者之间讨论和讲述。而当时与 Parikshit 大军和 Sukadeva Goswami 同时在场的还有众多的瑜伽师思辨家，不知道有没有非人格主义者，他们也在聆听，有什么影响吗？我们在讨论博加瓦檀和梵歌时，有非奉献者在场，会有什么效果和影响吗？Also, thank you very much. The question is that in the lecture mentioned that when the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam to be discussed among the devotees, And also, is actually the Parikshit is hearing, Parikshit Maharaj is hearing that, and the Sukadeva Goswami is speaking that. But in the assembly, there are also some other, yogis and gyanis. I'm not so sure, are there any impersonalists there? Are they also, listening to this conversation? Will that do any impact or influence on them at all?And also, while we are discussing the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam, if there were non-devotees there, will that cause any effect or impact?
Certainly does. It happened to us. In the beginning, we were not devotees, and we heard about Krishna. Gradually, we became attracted, and we became devotees.
那么当然它是有影响的，比如说我们就是这样，我们在最开始的时候呢，根本就不是奉献者，但是当我们听了这些话题之后呢，我们后来就变成了奉献者。
But, see, potentially, we are all devotees.
因为从这个潜力上来说呢，我们所有的人都是奉献者。
Because constitutionally, every individual soul is an eternal servant of Krishna.
因为从原本的状态上来说呢，所有的个体灵魂都是 Krishna 永恒的仆人。
It's only because of illusion that we think we are otherwise.
但是就是由于虚幻使得我们觉得不是。
So in contact with Srimad Bhagavatam, and particularly when Bhagavatam is recited by pure devotees, even impersonally, hearts melt.
所以呢，当我们和这个圣典博达瓦坛相接触，特别是在通过纯粹奉献者的这个诵念的圣典博达瓦坛相接触的时候，我们的内心就被融化了。
With the example of Shukadeva Goswami himself, he was an impersonalist before, but when he heard Bhagavatam, his heart became totally changed, and he became such a pure devotee that he could answer the questions of King Parikshit, was also a great devotee.
比如说 Srila Sukadeva Goswami 本人就是这样一个例子，他本来呢是一位非人格主义者，但是呢当他听到了圣典博达瓦坛的讲述之后呢，他的内心就得到了完全的净化，然后呢他完全的沉醉于其中，并且呢他可以去向 Parikshit 王讲述圣典博达瓦坛以及回答圣典Parikshit 王所提出的相关的所有的问题。
But in order to have this effect, the Bhagavatam should be spoken by a devotee, somebody who is practicing devotional service. Otherwise, if it is spoken by a materialistic person who has no interest in Krishna and devotional service, then the effect is not the same.
但是如果要是想有这样的效果的话呢，就必须是由一位正在从事奉爱服务的奉献者去讲述才可以。但如果要是一位物质主义者，对于奉爱服务完全没有兴趣的话，那他所讲述的圣典博达瓦坛所得到的效果是不一样的。
Like the example of the milk. Milk is very delicious, it's very nourishing food. But if it's touched by the lips of a snake, it becomes poisonous.
就比如说牛奶呢本来是非常的有营养的非常好的食物，而且呢它也是很这个滋味也是非常的甜美的。但是呢，如果要是这个牛奶要是被蛇给碰了以后，毒蛇碰了以后呢，这个牛奶也变得有毒了。
So if Srimad Bhagavatam is recited or explained by those who are practicing devotees, sincere practicing devotees, even if they are not pure devotees yet, then the audience, no matter what is their background, they can be very touched in their hearts and can be very transformed.
所以说呢，如果是这个圣典博达瓦坛是由一位很真诚的在习练奉爱服务的奉献者去诵念的话，即便是这位奉献者他现在还没有达到完美，但是呢他的这种这个非常真诚的这种内心也会打动聆听者的。
So this is the potency of Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyone becomes purified. But the devotees certainly are the ones who relish the most because they're.Being already situated in devotional service, they already have this eagerness to hear. So their hearing is more eager, more enthusiastic, so they get the most.
所以说呢，这就是圣典博达瓦坛它所具备的力量，就是所有的人呢都会因为接触到圣典博达瓦坛而得到净化。但是呢，作为正在修行的奉献者，由于呢他都已经在品味这个奉爱服务了，所以说呢，他非常的。这个有这种渴望想要去聆听，所以呢，当他再去聆听的时候，他所得到效果是最佳的。
But everybody is welcome to hear Bhagavatam.
但是呢，所有的人都欢迎聆听圣典博达瓦坛。
Okay, next question.
The next is still from Rajendra Prabhu. 获取知识的基本资格和基础是什么？What's the basic qualification or the basic foundation for acquiring?Knowledge. And also the second question.
Well, yeah.
I think all the questions are related. May I just read them to you and see if you want to answer them together?
Okay.
Then the second part is that 获取知识的途径或说方法是什么 ？And what are the paths or what are the means to acquire the knowledge? And then the third part is that what is the purpose and or what is the object for acquiring the knowledge? This is three questions.
Yeah. The basic qualification is eagerness.
Okay,
a desire to know.
这最基本的资格呢是愿望，就是我们渴望想要去了解。
Sincere desire to know.
这就是一个非常真诚的愿望，想要去了解。
We want to know why we are suffering.
因为我们想要知道为什么我们这么苦。
We want to know how to stop our suffering.
那我们想要知道怎么能够停止我们的苦。
We desire to know what's the purpose of our existence. Is just to live, grow old, and die. What is another purpose?
那然后我们想知道我们的这个生活的目的到底是什么？我们到底是就这么生出来，然后变老吗？还是还有其他的目的
？So when you start having these sorts of questions.
所以呢，当你开始有了这样的问题的时候
，then we are becoming candidates to receive knowledge.
然后我们就变成了要接受知识的候选人。
Of course, if you are interested in material things, how to get more money, how to find a sense of enjoyment, that this type of questions are animals also ask.
但是呢，但是如果你要是想这个。如何能够更好的去享受自己的感官，以及如何能够赚更多的钱的这样的问题的话呢？其实动物也会问。
Animals also are seeking the same type of material enjoyment. So we don't ask this type of a person is a candidate for transcendental knowledge when you start asking questions about life. Why I suffer? How can I stop my suffering? What is the purpose of my being here in this world?Who am I?
那么，当一个动物，就是当人们，就是当要想要去获得更高的这个物质的享受的时候呢，动物它也是会去问这样的问题的。但是作为人来说呢，那么我们可能要去询问的是更加超人的问题，也就是说呢，我们为什么受苦？我为什么会在这里？那我如何能够就我自己到底是谁？要问这样的问题。
So this is the basic qualification, the inquisitiveness about the real problems of life.
对呢，这个就是最基本，就是最基本的资格。对于生命的一些好奇的问题。
And then the way, the method, this is tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashtena sevaya. We have to approach a person who has knowledge with the right.With a very humble attitude, submissive attitude.
那么，作为这个去获得知识的方法和途径呢，就是我们必须要有一个很谦卑的这种心境，去向一位已经觉悟了的灵魂去询问。
With the attitude of service.
然后呢，要以服务的心态。
And by presenting genuine, sincere questions, not just curiosity.
但是呢，是要提出的是非常的真诚的问题，而并不仅仅是因为好奇才提出的问题。
To ask those questions that we originally have that brought us to find knowledge.
因为呢，就是这样的问题呢，最终会把我们给带到知识的面前。
But the way the process is to approach a spiritual master, a person who knows this, has this knowledge properly, who received this knowledge properly from the disciplic succession, and we have to approach with a submissive attitude, ready to render service, and by asking questions.
但是呢，我们是需要去寻找一位在这个使徒传系中相连接着的了解这门知识的灵性导师。然后呢，要做好了要为他去进行谦卑的服务的这种心态下去向他询问。
Means attitude has to be there, a proper attitude.
也就意味着，这个态度，就是这种很谦卑的这种态度是需要在那儿的。
Even in material education, you go to a school, you cannot challenge the teacher. You cannot have a wrong attitude in classroom. You are kicked out from the school immediately.
就即便是我们去上世俗的学校里面的时候呢，我们的这个态度也是需要谦逊的。我们不可能一上来就挑衅老师。那如果这样的话，可能立刻就被学校给踢出去了。
We have to have a proper attitude. So proper attitude to receive this knowledge is a submissive, respectful attitude and inquisitiveness and ready to render service.
所以说呢，我们就必须要有恰当的心态。这个恰当的心态呢，就是需要有这种很谦卑的、谦逊的这种心境。而且呢，我们要做好了，要做出卑微的服务。然后呢，去询问问题的这种姿态
，means to have this clear understanding. I don't know how to solve my real problems of life, and I need somebody to help me. So if I have this attitude, I don't know. I want to hear from somebody who knows. We already have developed the right attitude. I don't know. I need to know.
也就是说呢，就是我必须要有这样的一个心态，就是我不知道，而且呢，我需要知道。那当我承认了我自己不知道的时候，也就意味着我是有可能去从这个途径中去了解的。
To understand that actually don't know, and I'm approaching somebody who knows.
就是我真的明白我不知道，而且我是需要找一个明白的人来告诉我。
And the purpose of acquiring perfect knowledge is that we achieve the real liberation in life.
那么我们就是如果是能够得到这完美的 ，sorry, could you say it again?
We realize the purpose of our lives.
Okay,
we become liberated from material existence.
那我们当我们觉悟到了我们的生命的时候，也就意味着我们从这个物质的生活中得到了解脱。
This is the purpose of acquiring knowledge, to become freed from material existence, to be reinstated in our real original position.
那么这个呢，其实也就是为什么我们要去探寻我们的生命的目的的真谛，然后呢，让我们重新的回到我们真正的原本的位置上。
So how to stop suffering? How to find the real solution for suffering?
怎么停止我们的受苦？怎么能够找到一个让我们停止受苦的真正的解决方法？
We realize what is the purpose of our life.
而且呢，我们也觉悟到了我们生命的目的。
First, we realize what is our real identity.
那首先我们要觉悟的是我们真正的身份是什么。
We are eternal spiritual souls, eternal servants of the Lord, and then we realize our position as eternal servants of the Lord. We'll be reinstated in our position as loving servants of the Lord.
那然后呢，我们意识到了我们是永恒的个体灵魂，我们是永恒的。Krishna 的不可分割的一部分，然后呢，我们又意识到了我们最终呢，在和 Krishna 的纯粹的奉爱服务之中，重新的连接起了和 Krishna 之间的关系。
So that's the purpose, the goal of acquiring knowledge.
但是呢，这个其实是我们获得知识的最终的目标。
To know Krishna, to know ourselves, and the loving relationships that connects us to Krishna.
我们了解了我们自己，了解了 Krishna 以及和我们 Krishna 相连的奉爱服务。
This is the purpose of life.
对，这是生命的目的。
And Seva Hari Das Prabhu.
Seva Hari Das Prabhu's question is that 顶拜 Guru, Purushottama 月是什么时候开始？怎么遵守？Please accept my very humble obeisances. May I ask when the Purushottama month starts and also how to observe it?
Purushottama month, I think it begins on the 17th. Let me check very quick. 17th, I believe. 18th?
18th to October.
Is what? Okay, current location.
September 18th to October 16th.
Okay, step begin on 18th, yes. Begin 18th, which is next Friday, and goes until. Goes until 17th of October.
那么它是从下周五的9月18号一直到10月17号的一个周六。
So this is, it's an opportunity to render more devotional service.
那么这个月呢，就是给我们一个机会，让我们能够过更多的奉爱服务。
The devotees make some particular vows to chant more.
然后奉献者呢，就会发下一些誓言，然后能念诵更多。
Srila Prabhupada didn't mention much about.
那Srila Prabhupada对这个事情，I have never seen
any particular instructions about this particular month.
那Srila Prabhupada呢，对于这个月其实没有太多的训示，他并没有对于这个月有什么特别的训示。我自己并没有阅读过这一点。
Yeah, for the month of Damodara, yes, because it's a month where we glorify the pastime of Krishna being tied by Mother Yashoda. But for the month of Purushottama that comes every 4 or 5 years, Srila Prabhupada never mentioned anything special about this.
那么对于这个Damodara月呢，因为这个是我们要荣耀亚瑟的妈妈把 Krishna 混起来了这个消失光的这个月份，那是有特别的地方。但是呢，对于普舍特玛月呢，因为它是每4年到5年的时候才会发生一次，所以呢，舍法法对于这个月并没有特别的提出。But
certainly there is an opportunity to increase our devotional service because it's a very 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 purifying month.
当然了，这个月毫无疑问它是一个让我们去 从事纯粹奉爱服务的机会，因为呢，它是一个非常的具有净化力的月份。
It says that all the holy places reside in one place, and one who observes this month with great faith and devotion can go back to Krishna.
他说呢，就是所有的这个圣地全部都会居住在一个地方，那么一个队友。 一个具有全然信心的去信守这个月的人，他是能够回到Krishna身边去的。They
said that this is a month that is created by Krishna himself.
那据说呢，这个月呢是由Krishna本人所创造出来的月份。Is
his favorite month.
这是Krishna最喜欢的月份。That's
why he has Krishna's name. Purushottama is Krishna's name.
那也就为什么这个愿他的名字是 Krishna 的名字， Purushottama 的这个名字呢是 Krishna 的一个名字。
So of all the months in here, this is the most powerful month.
所以说呢，在这一年中的所有的月份中呢，这部 Shottama 月它是最有力量的一个月份。
Sometimes they say that is even more pious, more holy than the month of Kartika.
在有的时候说呢，这个月甚至于比这个卡提卡月要更加的虔诚，要更加的圣洁。
So it's for the devotees, it's always an opportunity to render devotions, more devotional service.
对于奉献者来讲呢，这总是一个让大家能够做更多的奉献服务的机会。
But the devotees are not particularly attached to do more devotional service on this particular month than in the rest of the year. They should be always eager to render more devotional service.
但是作为一个奉献者呢，不应该仅仅是对这个月非常的依附于要去做奉献服务，而是应该在所有的月份里面都应该很依附的去做奉献服务。
Any month, every day, every minute, every second of one's life should be dedicated to the service of Krishna. We are not looking for special opportunities or like a sale, bhakti on sale on this month so we can go faster.
我们应该是在一年中的每一分每一秒每一时每一刻都应该非常渴求的为 Krishna 做服务，而不是只是渴望着等到一个特别的月份，然后呢在这个月的时候呢 bhakti 要减价了，所以呢我们就在这儿狂做一些奉献服务。
So because it says all the holy places in the world, if you observe this month nicely with devotion, all the holy places in the world enter into your body.
他说呢，如果要是在这个月你要是非常好的去这个信守这个月的话，去从事奉献服务的话呢，那么在这个世界上的所有的这些圣地全部都会进入到你的躯体之中。
Well, that is obtained by render pure devotional service, chanting the holy names purely. Krishna enters in your heart. It's even more than just a holy place. Krishna enters in your heart.
但事实上，如果我们要是能够非常纯粹的去念诵圣名的话，那么 Krishna 就能够进入到我们的内心之中。那这其实可比所有的圣地进入到我们的内心之中还要厉害多了。
One who observes this month, Purushottam month, with faith and devotion, will go back to Godhead.
那一个信守 Purushottam 月的人呢，他会回到守圣的身边。
So for us, it's already there. If you chant the holy names and render devotional service to the Lord with all our hearts, eventually we go back to Godhead. It's not just because we are going to do all kinds of nonsense and on the Purushottam month. We're going to do it okay, you're going to achieve success. We cannot. You cannot even do anything perfectly in the month of Purushottam unless we already practice to do the devotional service in our daily lives.
所以说呢，如果我们要是每天都非常尽心的去进行我们的这个奉爱 Bhakti 的这个休息 Sana 的这个休息的话，最终我们是能够回到守圣身边的。所以呢，这个益处我们现在已经有了。并不是说我们平常所有的月都做乱七八糟的这个事情胡作非为，然后呢在普说他们这个月的时候呢就狂做奉爱服务，然后最终呢就能够把我们带到福人的身边，并不是这样的。
Yes,
我们必须得是先是在平常好好的练习的情况下才能得到。Sorry, 阿叔。
Yes. So, we certainly can take advantage just to offer more devotional service to Krishna, to render more devotional service to Krishna, but not take just this as a particular opportunity to become liberated, and because that opportunity is always available to us.
当然了，我们可以用这个机会去为主做更多的服务，但是呢，不能够把它看成一个我们能够得到解脱的一个机会，因为我们已经得到了解脱的机会。
So we already have opportunity to develop your love for Krishna. So if that month gives an extra facility, we take advantage. We want just to serve Krishna better. That's what we want. It's our goal.
所以呢，我们其实已经有了这个得到解脱的这种机会。所以如果要是这个 Purushottam 这个愿呢，如果是能够给我们更好的这种机会去做更好的服务的话呢，那我们就用这个机会来做更好的服务。但是呢，解脱它并不是我们的目标。
So we can render more devotional service in this month. We can We can increase our vow of chanting more rounds. It's good. Everything that we increase in devotional service is already wonderful, always all wonderful.
所以说呢, 我们可以用这个机会去做更多的服务, 我们可以发下誓言, 念更多的签署, 这都很好, 就是任何一个让我们能够从事奉爱服务的机会都是非常的美妙的。
That's all I know about.
所以呢，这个是我就可说他们这个月的知识的所有的了解。Yes,
chant more rounds, avoid any bad activities, and try to increase your devotional practices. This is always an advantage.
嗯，那么这个念诵更多的圈数，然后呢，尽量的避免从事各种各样不好的这种活动。 然后呢，让自己有更好的这种服务。那么，所有这些呢，都是我们的助缘。So
and be tuned. Maybe there will be devotees speaking something more in details about Purushottama month before the day comes.
嗯，但是呢，大家也一定要注意，可能呢，在这个 Purushottama 月到临之前呢，可能有其他的奉献者对于这个月会有更多的讲述。Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for your questions.
那非常感谢大家，非常感谢大家的问题。A
special thank you to Dana Kelly and Sati Mataji for giving us this opportunity to hear and talk about Krishna.
那也非常的感谢 Sati Mataji 还有 Dana Kelly Mataji 能够给我们这样的机会，让我们有这样的机会来聆听和讲述关于 Krishna 的话题。Hila
Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari, Hari, Hari Bo.
Ashu ki jai, Vaikuntha Chi Yin, Fu Yuan Yin Ting, Kobe Jinjin, the Fung Sender. Now, we can talk to the Jew, Dr. Jeshu, Fishan Gan, Ashu, and the Jinsai Jiang Shu, and to do one to the Nashin Jeda. She said that Mataji will man Padajum Hong Ping Tai, Gan, so the Fung Sender, the Linking. 深深的顶拜大家，祝大家在 Krishna 之学之中度过一个非常美妙的周日。Hare Krishna。